seen the room.
What room?
The room you say you've never seen. It's not locked anymore.
No, no, child, you don't know what you've seen.
Well, you're going to tell me right now, or I'm leaving.
Hospice worker Caroline learns too late that she should have made that decision to leave almost as soon as she arrived at the rundown plantation house on the edge of the bayou. She was hired to care for owner Violet Devereaux's bedridden husband. But as Caroline tells her friend in New Orleans, something mysterious is going on.
You know what voodoo is? It's like voodoo, right? Wrong. Voodoo's a religion. Slaves brought to Haiti from Africa. Worship God, heaven, hell.
How's voodoo different?
It's magic. American folk magic. God doesn't have much to do with it. Look, you said the house had a history, right? Voodoo is pretty harmless.
Harmless how?
Well, it's psychological, like a lot of that stuff. Can't hurt you if you don't believe it.
But the longer Caroline stays in the house, the harder time she has not believing in the power of the magic and the ghostly figures that seem to be there. Of course, in time-honored movie thriller tradition, she tiptoes out into the darkened house to investigate strange noises. And she ventures into the darkened room that she's been told to stay out of.
I wouldn't be in there, you know.
Kate Hudson says adventurous Caroline is a lot braver under the circumstances than she ought to be.
Which I've done a few times in my life, you know, where you hear something in your house and all of a sudden it's like you're going after something. And you're going, wait, you know, you find yourself in this position of like totally vulnerable position with some stupid thing in your hand like a candlestick. You're like, if there's somebody in my house, I'm dead. Like, what am I doing? Why am I approaching this? And it's because your fear makes you overcompensate, and then you have to step up to it. But if I were Caroline, man, I wouldn't even step foot up the stairs to go to the attic.
I thought the key opens everything.
The key?
What key? The key you gave me for the house. There's a door in the attic it doesn't work for.
I tried it to happen in that place where there are certain people who are really skeptical, certain people who don't believe in these things. They're almost so determined to not be fearful that they overcompensate. So I tried to look at it like that. Like, you know, Caroline is the type of person who isn't afraid of something like that. There's no reason to be afraid of those kind of things. And there's nothing to be afraid of until she starts to realize how fearful she really inevitably is.
You can't expect me to believe that you see ghosts in your mirrors.
The ghosts are here now. But whatever they did to him, I'm not going to let them do it to me.
Jenna Rollins says she enjoyed getting into the mystery of the skeleton key as Violet, the apparently dotty owner of the house.
It was so different from anything I've ever done in my life, and I've been acting a long time, but it intrigued me. The idea of mind-bending, which is part of the theme.
In fact, English-born director Ian Softley says what the characters and the audience imagine is going to happen fuels much of the tension in the film.
We find what we can't see and what we don't know, and our anticipation is so much more potent, you know, than seeing something straight away. If you show your hand straight away, you kind of demystify it, and in a certain way you can kind of cope with it. I mean, this is a supernatural thriller, not a horror film. So, you know, it's actually the classic formula for films like that, where you lull people into a false sense of security, thinking that, you know, everybody knows that sooner or later things are going to become weird around the edges.
So weird, according to star Hudson, that watching it on screen, she got caught up in the fears.
It's funny, it's the first time I've experienced a movie that I've been in where when I was watching the movie, I got so totally carried away with it. It's the first time that's ever really happened to me where I've caught myself like with my popcorn going like, wait a minute, I'm in this movie, but I know where it ends and I know how it goes, but I'm totally, it's all new, you know. It's pretty fun.
It's real. It's all real.
The Skeleton Key also features Peter Sarsgaard as the seemingly aloof lawyer for the owners of the house, and veteran English actor John Hurt plays Violet's husband, who may have suffered a stroke, or just maybe is under a spell that prevents him from speaking.
Yes, yes, I've been looking for years for a part in which I don't have to say anything, of course, but
The Skeleton Key was shot on location in southern Louisiana, and the soundtrack is brimming with authentic blues and Dixieland jazz. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.